There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, but too rare to die.
Hey, what is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. Yes, this is a very clickbaity title. I did it on purpose. Why? Because I just felt bored. Actually, what happened was I fucked up the intro of this, like starting this four or five times. So I decided, you know what? I'm out. Let's just go ahead and start over. And then I came up with a better idea for that. So anyways, let's go. It's your boy Johnny Buck. You guys know the deal. A little housekeeping. If you get anything out of the show, please like, subscribe. Give me that five-star review. Even on Spotify, they have reviews now. Just found that out. I gave myself a five-star review. I'm awesome. I like what I say. So that's it. And if you get anything, please share it. Watch on YouTube. We're on YouTube as well. I'm on YouTube as well. Just look for the Johnny Buck Show. And I think that's about it. Yeah, pretty good. All right, so clickbait title. Why I Quit Reading and You Should Too. I don't even know what I titled it, actually. Whatever. It's titled something along those lines. And the reason I'm doing that, I finished two books so far this year. It's early March. And as I finish my second book, I'm not going to read anymore. I'm done reading for now. And what I mean by that is I want to... I want to make sure what I'm reading is actually getting applied. I have the stack of million-dollar notebooks where I go to seminars or workshops or masterminds, or I go to read a book and I have notes and I don't ever execute it. So that's what I'm doing. I hate you. That's what I'm doing right now is I'm actually implementing the things I've learned. So my most recent book I finished was Rocket Fuel. Quick book review. Very, very good. I don't think it would have helped me earlier in my career. I wasn't, as an entrepreneur, I wasn't where I needed to be. Much like when I read Traction, same Gina Wickman, same author. And what happened was I read Traction. I actually have two copies of it. I don't know if they're here or not. I have two copies of a lot of books, actually. I think is what happens is Amazon fucks up and sends them to me, which I'm cool with. Or I may have just bought Traction twice anyways. I don't fucking know. But anyway, so I read Traction. Man, it's really good. Wrote some notes down. Never executed. And then, it's been probably 3-4 years since I read that. I'm in a different place now than I was then. But I think what has happened is I've read so many books, I didn't give myself time to implement anything, right? And the other side of that is this. I, 75 hard, like read 10 pages a day and do this and do that. And so I'm not bashing 75 hard. I think it's a fucking phenomenal program. I think it honestly takes 2 or 3 times going through it or fucking it up to get it. I think I've completed it 3 times, 2 times. I don't remember. Remember the last time I quit doing it is when I found I had autoimmune and it just wasn't serving me. Right, so I quit doing it. I was like, man, I did my second workout of the day. I did the reading. I did everything I was supposed to that day, picture, all that shit. And I was like, fuck, I'm not doing it tomorrow because it was not helping, serving me. And the reason I'm saying this is how it ties into it. It was I would read 10 pages. I'd force myself to read 10 pages just to read 10 pages to check the box, but I wasn't really implementing it. So all that being said about 75 hard, I really – am now living 75 hard better than I ever have. I got this little Streaks app on my phone. I talk about a lot. So I've worked out 51 days in a row, right? Just one workout, a minimum. I'm not listening. I'm not trying to be fucking huge or tiny or any of that shit. So 51 workouts in a row. Since I started it, say 93 or 94%. So I've missed 1 or 2 workouts since. How do I look at that? Let's see. All of them in February. I missed 2 in January, 2 in December, and that's when I started tracking. So December 5th, I started tracking my workouts. I missed 2 in December, 2 in January, Zero in February and zero so far. So, like you see me trending in the right direction. Dude, if you fucking hit 94% of your workouts, you did pretty fucking good. You know, which that's the point of 75 hard is to teach you guys can do that. But the reason I'm talking about what I didn't like about it was I'm not a fast reader. Like, by no means am I a good reader. I understand what I'm reading. I read better than most people, but I'm slow, you know? So 10 pages will take me 20, 25 minutes sometimes because I'd read it with my eyes, meaning I would scan the words, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just read? Because my brain's in a million different places. So what I did was I'm not bashing. I think reading is a phenomenal thing. I think it's a great way to learn from other people at your own pace. I like reading. So this is some throwback to seventh grade. Oh, Gary Paulson. I read Hatchet recently again. I think I read that book more than any other book on earth. But, you know, reading those, I like reading just to read sometimes. But, you know, that's a seventh grade level book. That's why I like reading for enjoyment. So when I'm reading, like, I don't like motivational books either. I'm trying to see what I've read last. High Performance Habits, that fucked my brain up. That was hard to go through. The Compound Effect. Like, anytime I'm going through that, like, it needs to be a self-help book or personal development book for 75 hard. You know, it's tough to process that. So, you know, I quit reading this month. All right. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to study. I'm going to look at research. I'm going to go through it. So here's my plan. And I'll let you guys know how it goes. I'm going back through. I'm skipping all the bullshit. I'm going back through Rocket Fuel. And I'm going to, like, the bonus chapter where it talks about the key highlights of traction of the EOS system, which, you know, I'm not really interested in running the EOS system. I'm implementing some of that to my existing business. I may look at the EOS system as I go into my next business. But what I'm doing, I'm taking these things, and I'm researching, and I'm like, all right, this is the thing I need. This is the action step I need to take. So I'm writing down an actionable plan, an action step. All right. After I read this, I need to go accomplish this before I go to the next section, right? So what I'm doing is level 10 meeting, I'm redoing my meeting format. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm not getting to anything else. Like, I still work on other things, obviously, but that's my main task before I move on to the next thing. So this would be a quick podcast, obviously. To sum it up, man, like, just be very careful of reading just to read. Make sure you're implementing that. Make sure you're doing things that you need to be doing. Make sure you are on pace to grow the direction you want to grow. Here's a couple cool quotes I got. It says, reading without implementation is just mental masturbation. I like that. That's really fucking good. So if you're just reading stuff and not implementing it, you're just fucking rubbing one out for your brain. Information constipation is where you get so much information in your brain, you forget what the fuck you're doing. And you don't know how to execute any other way. So that's kind of what I've gotten out of this. Was I'm not implementing. I've read a ton of fucking books. I'm not implementing things. I've got notebooks full of I call them million-dollar notebooks. That are million-dollar ideas if I execute them. Everybody's got those. So that's it. I hope you guys got a lot out of this shorter podcast. I hope you got something, you know, out of this. If you need book recommendations, please let me know. I've read a fuckload of books. I've got good value of a lot of them. And I'm not saying I'll take little bites and add them to my life here and there, but I've not really implemented things the way I need to. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on read, action plan, execute, then repeat until we get done. So that's it. I love you guys. I hope you get anything. If you got anything out of this, please do me a favor. Like, follow, share. Check me out on YouTube. If you're watching YouTube right now, thank you. Subscribe. All that good shit. All right. I love you. Later.